Country Club FM. Almanac time, and we're going to start it with the kazoo.
This is the kazoo.
That's the kazoo. Name that tune, Neil. This is light rock groups from Australia. Australian light rock groups. Mm-hmm. That's today's category.
I'm so lost without you, Air Supply.
It's close. It's I'm All Out of Love.
I'm All Out of Love, yeah.
There was Lost in Love, All Out of Love, Here I Am, The One That You Love.
Did I get the group right?
You got the group right, Air Supply. I mean, when I said Australian soft rock groups, there aren't many that fit into that category. Men at Work isn't really soft rock.
I know, I thought about that.
Or light rock. Or adult contemporary. Today's almanac. Let's get into it today. Just update the calendar for you. Today, October 17th. Uh-huh. 290th day of the year. 75 left to go. Here's your American Revolutionary War update. 1777, this date, a big win for America. American troops defeated British forces in Saratoga.
Oh, sure.
It is the turning point of the American Revolutionary War, and it happened on this date, 1777. The first Cadillac rolled off the assembly line in Detroit, Michigan, this date, 1902. Cadillacs are nice. I never owned a Cadillac.
I haven't either.
They always seemed kind of pricey.
Yeah, my dad always wanted to, never did.
By the time I could afford a Cadillac, it was like 10, 15 years old.
Right.
And by that time, is it better having a 15-year-old Cadillac or a brand new Escort?
I want that 1961 convertible that
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to get that. Yeah,
of course, Cadillac eventually would be gobbled up by General Motors. 1919, RCA was formed, the Radio Corporation of America. RCA. We had an RCA color console TV. Those old color consoles,
sure.
They were beautiful.
Yeah, and big.
And I remember our first one conked out, and then for the longest time, at least for a month there in 1980, because I remember watching the 1980, or maybe it was the 81, one of those All-Star games on the 12-inch black and white on top of the color TV.
Yeah.
Color TV, the tube had gone out or whatever, and then we watched in the family room. We had black and white, 12-inch up top. Can you just imagine that now?
Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing. 1919. 1931 in the news.
Now handcuffed to a car thief, he's being removed from the scene of his underworld empire to a jail in the southern state of Georgia. And this not for murder, vice, conspiracy, or even bootlegging, but for failing to render a true income tax return.
Yeah, it's, no taxes. Tax evasion for Al Capone. He was convicted on this date, he's sentenced to 11 years in prison. He would die in prison.
Yes, he would.
From syphilis.
Well,
1931, 1933.
He was a bad guy, though.
He was. He had, he had a lot of rackets going on.
He had blood on his hands.
He had, yes, he had a lot of rackets going on, and because of those rackets, he had to murder people, apparently.
Right, right.
1933, Dr. Albert Einstein moved from Germany to Princeton, New Jersey. That was somewhat of a critical move for our country.
Sure
we now
was.
Had Einstein.
Yeah,
we now had Einstein on our side, and that was 1933. 1949, Northwest Orient Airlines. They weren't Northwest Orient yet, but I just like that Northwest Orient bong. Remember the old jingle with the gong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Northwest Orient. Northwest Airlines became the first airline in the U.S. to serve alcohol in flight. 1949, they said, you know what? Our passengers are good, but let's make them even better. Let's give them booze.
Do some drinking.
Let's just keep it away from the pilots.
Yeah.
But it's Northwest. 1966, Hollywood Squares debuted on this date.
Huh.
And here's the master of the Hollywood Squares, Peter Marshall.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the nighttime edition of the Hollywood Squares. And hello, stars.
Hello.
Boy, Peter Marshall, he was good in that role, wasn't he?
Yes.
That particular show had Buddy Hackett in the center square. He was the early center square guy before Paul Lynde took over that spot. Hollywood Squares, 1966.
Charlie Weaver on the board.
Charlie Weaver. Jan Murray was on that one. Wow. A lot of good ones. Rose Marie was on that. Wally Cox was on that dais.
Nice.
That's a big, big show.
That is
right
a big
there
show.
From 1966 and 73.
The oil-producing countries of the Arab world decided to use their oil as a political weapon. They will reduce oil production by 5% a month until the Israelis withdraw from occupied territories. If the Arab countries keep that pledge, it would reduce their production by almost 50% in 1 year.
You know it as the oil embargo. 1973, OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, began the oil embargo. Long lines at the gas station. I'm too young to remember. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the long lines?
Yes, I do.
Out of gas, high prices, the whole thing?
Yes, I do.
1973, 1989 in the Bay Area.
At second base, so the Oakland A's take...
I remember that, too.
Al Michaels was just about to say, we're having an earthquake, and that's what they were having. And being a California guy, he knew.
Yeah, he did.
He knew. He was familiar with what was going on. It was the Giants. It was the A's. They were at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The Bay Area hit by that earthquake. 6.9 on the Richter scale during the World Series. And it did some damage.
Boy, did it ever.
1989. The A's went on to sweep that World Series, by the way. They had to take some days off and make sure that the stadiums were safe before they would resume the 1989 World Series.
Very sad day.
1991.
The biggest night of our lives. Hello, America.
That's Naomi Judd. That's their farewell concert. Naomi Judd, 1991 on this date, retired from country music. She had Hep C, chronic hepatitis. You know, then it came out later that she was pretty severely depressed as well.
Yeah.
And went through some serious issues. Her and Winona reunited, not that it's mother and daughter, not that they were separated, but as a singing group, they reunited a couple of times since then.
Yes.
Have they not, Neil?
Yes, they did.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. That was 1991. This was the date that, it's kind of ironic, Al Capone was convicted of tax evasion. Guess what? Wesley Snipes indicted also for tax evasion and tax fraud on this date. The actor Wesley Snipes. White men can't jump, and Wesley Snipes can't pay his taxes.
Well, he didn't even file them.
No.
I mean, come on, dude.
Not like he couldn't pay them.
Right.
He just wouldn't pay them.
Yeah.
I guess the guy who played Blade felt that he was above the law. He really was a vampire.
Yeah, I don't get
and
that.
They couldn't see him. You know, when you're a vampire, you can't see yourself in the mirror, and the IRS can't see either. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Vampires have never paid taxes because of that fact. 2006, good old Wesley Snipes. 2007, the Dalai Lama. The Lama. Awarded the Congressional Gold Medal during a White House ceremony. Then he went on to shoot an 81 over at Congressional.
Impressive.
With his flowing robes. And I believe Bill Murray was hoofing for him.
Was he caddying?
Yeah, he was looping. What's the term that they use? Was it looping or loofing?
Looping,
I think is the one that they use in Caddyshack. Yeah. His caddy, 2007. Also 2007, one of the Rat Pack gone.
But a thought occurred to me as I was coming out. Merv Griffin was opposite you. He's still on television. Dick Cavett, opposite you. He's still on. I was the only guy opposite you that's out of work. And yet, from the goodness of my heart, I rented a tux, came over here to wish you many, many happy returns.
There he is talking to Johnny Carson, Joey Bishop. Sounds like he has a deviated septum. Whenever I hear Joey Bishop talk, he's got kind of that nasally, deviated septum-type delivery. But he was one of the Rat Pack, wasn't he? He was kind of, you know, you had your Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra. Do you ever feel like you're a pair of brown shoes with a tuxedo? That was Joey Bishop. He was kind of George Gobel,
yes,
if you will. He wasn't quite Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, or Frank Sinatra.
He was
but he was
the Pete Lawford
category. He was a nice supporting player, though, in the whole Rat Pack thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he hosted the Tonight Show, had his own show. For a little while. He's a pretty funny guy, actually.
He died on this date. He was 89.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony.
Oh, it's a sweet R&B track. The Four Tops and the man singing lead on this and so many of their hits, Levi Stubbs, passed away on
One
this
of the
date.
Greats.
It was 2008. He was 72. One half of Seals and Crofts. Which one do you think it is? Is it Dash Crofts or Jimmy Seals?
I'll go Jimmy.
It is. James Seals is 76. Darling, if you want me to be closer to you, what should we do?
Get closer to me.
That's what you need to do. Yeah. He's 76 today. We got Earl.
Summer Breeze, the album.
Summer Breeze. That's good. We May Never Pass This Way Again. You're the Love, You're the Love, You're the Love. They had a lot of good hits. Diamond Girl.
Diamond Girl's great.
Earl Thomas Conley is also 76.
What? ETC?
ETC is 76 today. Yes, he is. I'll play a song of his coming up. One of my favorites from the 60s.
Yep.
Gary Puckett.
And his band?
Oh, they're the Union Gap is what
love
they are.
Love it.
Lady Willpower, Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind, My Love for You.
Is way out of line.
It is way out of line. Yeah. Gary Puckett, happy birthday, 75.
Very nice.
Michael McKean, he's Lenny.
Now, Kosnowski's a pretty good name, Laverne. I had it practically all my life. My grandfather told me it means... Help, there's a hog in my kitchen.
Guy, or were you a squiggy guy?
I like Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny's pretty good. You know, Michael McKean is pretty talented. He is very musical, as we saw in Spinal Tap. And also, if you haven't seen A Mighty Wind, that's a good one, too. Tap kind of made light of a rock band.
Yes.
Mighty Wind made light and kind of fun of like a folk group.
Okay.
It's basically Spinal Tap, but a folk group instead. Michael McKean is 70 today. She's Lois Lane.
The problem with Men of Steel, there's never one around when you want one. You know what happened to me while you were off flying around? I was almost in an earthquake. I had this gas station blow up beside my car. There's telephone poles falling all over the road. I'm almost killed and I topped the whole thing off. This stupid car runs out of gas.
Lois Lane having some issues.
She was great.
Little did she know she was dead.
She was dead.
And Superman flew backwards.
Turned the world backwards.
Turn back time. Margot Kidder, 69. I think you know this guy.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
That guy right there, George Wendt, was there anybody better?
Nope.
At taking his coat off, hanging it up, and heading right to the bar stool.
One of the greats.
He had his own stool. He was Norm Peterson on Cheers, and of course, for Norm, he deserves another one.
Morning, everyone.
Hey! What are you up to, Norm?
My ideal weight if I were 11 feet tall.
He had a lot of those, did he not? And he is 69.
How are you feeling, Norm? Poor. No, poor. Poor.
Alan Jackson is celebrating number 59 today.
We'll play some. Today?
Yep,
cow.
Alan Jackson, happy birthday to him. He is 59. I got Norm McDonald.
At the White House this week, President Clinton officially came out against same-sex marriages. What's more, the president said he is not too crazy about opposite-sex marriages either.
Norm McDonald, weekend update on SNL. Happy birthday, 58.
Pretty good.
You ever watch the King of the Hill show?
Yes.
King of the Hill on Fox, the animated show. The guy who gave us that and so many of the voices celebrating today.
Now you listen to me, mister. I work for a living. And I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
That was a good show. And Mike Judge, he also gave us Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
You may be familiar with them. Mike Judge, 55. Ziggy Marley, 49, son of Bob Marley. Wyclef Jean, he's kind of a reggae/rapper kind of guy. Wyclef Jean, 48. The Big Easy is celebrating today. He is 48 as well. We're talking about Ernie Els. Four-time major champion, the Big Easy. He's called the Big Easy because he's a big guy, and he's got a nice, easy, fluid swing.
Yes.
Very much like my swing.
Very similar.
Yes, 48. Rapper Eminem, he has many different names. You can call him Marshall Mathers. You can call him Slim Shady. You don't have to call him Johnson. You can call him Ray, and you can call him Eminem. He's 45. And former baseball pitcher, a real champion for race relations, and loved to take the subway in New York, and is a multiple-year nominee for the Marvin Miller MLB Man of the Year.
Right.
John Rocker is celebrating today. I remember him best with the Atlanta Braves in the World Series, and then sprinting.
Yeah, I enjoyed his
He'd sprint from the bullpen.
Sprint.
Full sprint.
Yeah.
John Rocker. If I did that, they'd have to take me out even before I threw my first pitch.
Right.
I'd be, take me out. I'm already tired. Yeah. John Rocker. He's John Rocker. He's 43.
Gone but not forgotten today. Got a pretty good list here. Jean Arthur. She was in many films, mainly as a comedic actress, but she played a more serious role in her final film, which was the Great Western Shane. Jean Arthur, born in the state 1900. She was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Don't tell me he liked Pearl's Bellerin.
It wasn't Bellerin, it was yodeling.
Well, it curdled the milk clean out to the kitchen.
There's Granny. Her name was Irene Ryan, and she was born on this day in 1902. 1906, he gave us the grocery store chain Albertsons. They were more south, aren't they? You run into those in your travels?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think they were bought out by Kroger.
Maybe. Businessman Joseph A. Albertson, born in the state in 1906. He gave us Death of a Salesman, The Crucible, many others. Tony and Emmy Award-winning playwright Arthur Miller was born in the state in 1915. She was lovely and a pinup actress of sorts. Pal Joey, You'll Never Get Rich, the lovely Rita Hayworth, born on this day, 1918. He was a character actor and one of the greats. Comedian, Emmy Award-winning comedian Tom Poston, 1921 on this day.
Well, then put it in the southwest corner.
Then you put it on top of Mrs. Newton.
Who?
Mrs. Newton, the lady who's buried in the basement.
There's a lady buried in our basement?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, well, sit down. This may come as quite a shock.
There he is on Newhart.
He's great.
Tom he was Poston. On Mork and Mindy, too. He was he was their neighbor or landlord or something on Mork and Mindy.
If you don't recognize the name, you would certainly recognize the face and probably the voice there of Tom Poston. He was Air Coryell.
Oh, yeah.
And a great college football coach as well as a pro coach. Don Coryell was born on this day, 1924. 1933, she was the singing nun.
Le mini de l'équipe, il fait s'en aller tout simplement. Où Dieu, pauvre chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu.
What language is that, Neil? Sounds like Russian to me. That's Russian, isn't it?
I don't think it is Russian.
No. This is probably the most unlikely number one song in the history of the Billboard charts.
Right.
1963.
Sister Luc Gabrielle, known as the singing nun, took Dominique to the top of the charts. 1933. He broke every bone in his body at least once, maybe numerous times. He was a daredevil. And he was not afraid to jump buses with his motorcycle over the Grand Canyon. Whatever. Evel Knievel.
He inspired a lot of people to take their big wheel and try and jump it over matchbox cars.
Right, right. Motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel, 1938. You remember the role of Detective Tibbs on the TV version of In the Heat of the Night. Not in the movie version. That was Sidney Poitier. But the actor was Howard Rollins Jr. He had some personal demons.
How did he end his life?
There might have been somewhat self-inflicted. It wasn't good. He had some drug issues. Howard Rollins Jr., born in the state in 1950, and he was the drummer. We're a little out of order here. He must have died more recently. And you can't say he was the only drummer because several times, at least two of the times I saw the Doobie Brothers, they had dueling drum sets.
Ah.
And they had two drummers playing at the same time, and he was one of them. Michael Hosack, Doobie Brothers drummer, born in the state, 1946. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And pretty much, Neil, that's just the Doobies being the Doobies.
Yeah.
Is what that was.
The Doobies.
So the Almanac brought to you by...
Today and every day, we thank Kurt Weers over at United Country Real Estate in Annandale for bringing us the Bob Almanac. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Find out for yourself. Contact information and more info at WeSellFarmsMN.com.